from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Boot. And my phone's trying to act up at the same time. Why are you doing this to me right now? 615-844-5600. That is the call text option line, the CTO line. I do accentuate the texting angle there. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show anytime, Bill is King 7. At gmail.com. Johnny Vegas, just talked to him a couple of minutes ago. He's going to join us top of hour three. A update regarding college baseball. We are past the halfway mark. Where are we at? Would you call it the two-thirds mark? Into me, and we'll get his assessment on what's happening. We've played a lot of ball games. I think it's very fair to start making assessments. We all know things can change. Heck, things can change in the NCAA tournament. Think about Ole Miss from 2 years ago. Last team taken, they win the national championship. How many folks bet on Ole Miss? I don't know how many bets you could get even 2 years ago, but that'd have been a pretty good idea if you were thinking, let's go with the place where they redshirt Miss Americas. Let's bet on them all the way through. Yeah, we're waiting on Blake Ruffino. I've not heard back from him yet. Sad news. I just saw this from Jim and Jupiter. Marcus Outzen, formerly a Florida State quarterback, has passed away. I do not have any details. I'm very saddened by this. Marcus is best known here as the quarterback for Florida State in 98 against Tennessee in the national championship game. Chris Winkie was injured. Outzen had to play. Also known for his play in the Gator game. Marcus Outzen, former quarterback, Florida State, has passed away. I don't know any other details there. Now, let me think this out. Marcus would have to be in his mid-40s. Let's say in 98, he's 21. Yeah, 47-ish or something. Very sad. Very young. And I just saw Jim posting this. Bill, he will live forever in the Seminole hearts. Dude will always be a legend for that 98 game against the Gators. I don't know if this is some kind of illness he had or what have you, but I'm saddened by that. There's a name from the past. Sam Dog. Hey, Bill. Regarding LSU, if the transfer portal for them is like a checking account, did LSU make more deposits than they wrote checks? Are they overdrawn, or do they have some put inside? Or some put aside, yeah. I would assume, and we'll let Blake address this, that they don't have any limitations. With Brian Kelly in charge, and again, not that he's the arbiter of all the money. I mean, he's the head coach, but I don't think you're going to get by on the cheap with Brian Kelly hanging around. It is going to be an interesting year for them because I do think offensively they're going to be incredibly good, and I think that we worry about the defensive side of the ball. That's a very fair assessment. We worry about that side of the ball. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, 21 days, it's not a countdown, from the start of the SEC tournament. Only 3 weeks. Wow. That's something. When you enjoy the playing portion and the regular season playing portion the way I do, college football, college baseball, you blink and it's almost over. You just barely blink and it's almost over. It goes fast, man. It goes fast. Midweek baseball, Tony Vols loses to Lipscomb. That's right. Loses to Lipscomb. I had it on through about the sixth or seventh inning. Lipscomb is hitting dingers left and right. And I just assume Tennessee did not look all that intense in that ball game. The old argument about midweek baseball. Does it really matter or does it not? Who's trying to? Lipscomb's trying to win. Is Tennessee trying to win? Lipscomb, I believe they're in the A-Sun, right? I believe that's right, Patton. They have a losing record in that league. I think a one-sided losing record in that league. And they're hitting dingers left and right on Rocky Top yesterday, late afternoon. Yeah, late afternoon. Clay tweets here, where's Blake? Well, I don't know. I don't know how late he was up doing a show or what. I know he does some nighttime shows, but I don't know anything more about it. But we may be without Blake this morning. We shall see. The plan for Friday will be on the Emerald Coast. And we're going to do the show out of there. The plan is I'll do about an hour or change, something like that, and then Georgia Dog and some guys are going to take over. Yesterday afternoon, I got all the equipment out because, again, the setup for this is different than the Wilco kiosk. And I'm not an engineer. I flunked kindergarten engineering. Yeah, I failed it. They kicked me out in kindergarten. You're not going to go in that direction, young Billy. And I have all the equipment from the station. I'm missing one part, which is a small part. I got to go in town to get that today. And I put it all together. Everything works well. So we should be good. What we'll do is we'll get there on Thursday. We'll do a quick setup, make sure everything's rolling, and then have some free time. Have plenty of free time. But that's the plan. And then Friday morning, I'll do about an hour or so, and then we'll let it hang out a little bit. Coach Pete will be down there. I'm looking forward to it. Don't think we're going to guest it up much Friday at all. I think I'm going to tell Brad take the day off and everybody else just chill so we can have a good time and just kind of hang out down there. We'll do a 3-hour show, but probably delete the guesting other than Coach Pete, who will be with me. He's down there. He'll be down there. Looking forward to that. Hey, Patton, still no Blake? Oh, okay. Do you want to get him on the other side? Yeah, because I don't think we how much time do we have here? 3 minutes, maybe? Yeah, see if we can get him coming out of that next break. Yeah, see if we can get Blake coming out of the next break, and then we'll be ready to go with him. Kevin in Dublin, Georgia. Blake could have gotten into Josh's Devil's Lettuce. I don't think Blake's into that. Blake's like me. I don't think he's into that. I think Blake, when he gets into the sauce, though, he likes some little bit of fireball. Got to remember, Blake's a big boy. Blake played at about 6'4", 300 on the O-line. Blake's a big boy. Don't know if he's, I don't think he's 300 anymore. I think he's 270, 260, something like that. But yeah, I think when he gets into it, I think it's the Cajun fireball is what he might dip into. Jim and Jupiter said, Bill, Marcus Outzen, and if you're just tuning in, it's all over Twitter, has passed away. Former Florida State quarterback Marcus Outzen. And Jim says Billy had a rare blood disorder. That's sad. Yeah, it's sad. I'm estimating he was 45, 46, 47, somewhere in there. Young guy, man. Very young guy. Sam Dog for Blake when he comes up here after the break. My question is more about players coming in and going out rather than the money in the portal. And they brought in more talent than they lost, or are they overdrawn in that line? So your question basically, are they compliant with the 85 total? Is that your question? I will ask. I will pose that question. The 85 number is something that is a bit of a pet peeve, because everybody's talking about, well, we'll just get all these transfers, Bill. Well, okay, yeah. But that 85 number is a hard number. There's no finagling, accounting tricks when it comes to that 85. 85 is 85. It's not 86. It's not 85 and a half. It's 85. That number can't be played with. Now, you are able to catch up if you're way behind to get to 85. You used to not be able to even do that, which is ridiculous. You can now. All right, we'll take the break. When we come back, he's with us down in the booth. Blake Ruffino on the Nashville Hotel.
Morning, still heavy traffic right now coming up 24 westbound, right out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Still trying to mop up this crazy wreck that happened earlier in Williamson County, just south of Nolensville, on Nolensville Pike near Bell Pond Lane. It's loading up pretty good now with more volume on 40 west coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County. Still slow at times. Westbound Vietnam Vets trying to get on that ramp there to 65. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. You got to check them out today. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans trade for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. 2 catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. 1 catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, 1 catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Blake Ruffino down in the booth joins us every Wednesday. Blake, Sam Dog down in Georgia had the first question. Wants to know, where is LSU regarding the 85 limit? Are they okay? Do they need to run a couple of people off? Where are they?
Yeah, Bill, they ran a couple of – I say they ran a couple of people off. A couple of people entered the portal, and they are there. So they are now under the 85 scholarship limit. I think they're at 82, Bill, 81, 82. So they have some wiggle room here when it comes to the transfer portal. Still going after DTs, Demonic Williams, who is the Big 12 All-American, is currently on campus. They've been whining and dining him, Bill, because they need him. So they build more out of necessity because they don't have that position group more than anything. But, yeah, they're finally under the 85.
Blake, you deal with this probably more than me. We have a spring SEC rule, which is no intra-league transfers in this 15-day window. But can you simply circumvent it by transferring somewhere for 2 weeks and then coming back to the league?
100%. Well, Bill, let me ask you a question. If I'm going to use him as an example, if Jacoby Matthews decided to, you know, who's a Texan, if he decided to go to Alabama and the SEC said you can't do that and he sues them in Alabama court, what's going to happen? I mean, Bill, what are they going to do? I mean, basically, they would have to go back to the West Virginia case, and it would be ruled, it would be deemed, Bill, that he can do it. There's no guideline in it. So everybody says, oh, well, Blake, what about the SEC rule? What about it? I mean, Bill, here's the truth that nobody talks about, but I went on a tangent last night about it. Bill, there is something that the NCAA and the SEC could do. It's called going after tampering. Well, they refuse to do it. Bill, in that guideline, okay, there's nothing that can be stopped in a court system in reference to guidelines that you play under. But if you're talking about a portal or SEC or, whoa, you can't do this now, says whom? I mean, Bill, Greg Sankey's up here with Ross Dellinger saying that he's not worried about some of this stuff. He's admitting that he's not worried about it. He's more worried about the TV revenue money. He's admitting it. So, I mean, who cares if Jacoby Matthews goes to Alabama or wherever he would want to go? I mean, Bill, they can't stop him. Because you do have a federal court ruling that says that it can't be stopped. So, sorry for going out on my tangent, but it's just like, what are we doing here?
Tyler Barron from Knoxville, defensive end, was at Tennessee a year ago, entered the portal for like 3 days, and then he stayed. I guess they got the money right. Plays last year on that defensive line, and he enters the portal, and he goes to Ole Miss. Well, everybody's going there. So he goes to Ole Miss, stays, I guess, a couple of months, and then he's going to Louisville. He's at Louisville for maybe, and I don't even know if physically ever was there, Blake, but he's apparently going to play for Louisville for about 2 weeks, and now he's visiting Miami. He's on his third team in 2 months.
Bill, you ever heard of the saying? You know, I remember at the old school way, you know, when we used to go to Winn-Dixie. I don't know if people know what Winn-Dixie is. It's just like a local supermarket.
Yeah.
And the manager used to say, boy, you smell like bounce checks. I don't know if Louisville smells like bounce checks, but that's what it feels like to me.
Now, what is that supposed to mean, though? You smell like bounce checks.
I have no idea. I mean, look, I didn't grow up rich, but, I mean, I rode my bike around everywhere. I used to have coins instead of dollars. You know, I used to scrounge out. So maybe when I used to ride my bike to go get a cold drink or Coke, you know, maybe like, you smell like bounce checks. He was always joking, but it smells like Louisville's got some bounce checks. I mean, now, Louisville might not be the only one, Bill. There's a couple kids from Ole Miss hitting the portal. So I don't know if they're the only ones.
I need pictures of 6'4", 295 on a bike. I need pictures of that. You need to prove that to me.
I'll send you one today. Bill, your boy's down 31 pounds on this carnivore diet. I'll send you me on a bike. That's my warm-up every day.
I told the audience I thought you were around 260, 250 right now. I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, getting there. Got to look good for – it's bathing suit season, Bill. You know what I mean?
Blake Ruffino is with us. Blake, as far as incoming, and you mentioned the D-tackle visiting, but is there much to get other than that? Is there other items to get excited about?
No, Bill, not really, not at the current moment. I mean, other than baseball just having the, you know, like this is the weekend. I mean, they got to have this weekend, gets number one Texas A&M. Football related, no, not necessarily. I mean, Bill, listen, I don't think that they're a playoff team without them. Meaning the DTs. I really don't. I don't see it. So I think because of the portal and what you're trying to do in the portal, maybe I'm wrong here, Bill. Maybe they can be a playoff team. I don't know. But I look at them and some of the certain, maybe schematically they're can be different and be better. Bill, I think that this offensive line is something serious. I really do. So those are a couple of things. I'm just so weary about what they've done at the interior defensive tackle position because they have had a rotating door there of coaches. Bill, there are only six different defensive line coaches in the last seven seasons. I mean, the last one that was consistent was Orgeron, okay? So they just have had issues there. So nothing really exciting at the current moment. I think what I do think is Texas A&M, though, baseball-wise, is about to walk into a buzzsaw because I do think that people are going to give everything they got that to help this baseball team beat the number one Texas A&M Aggies this weekend.
That's at the box, right?
It's at the box. No bubbles this year, thank God.
A&M arguably the most balanced team right now in America. Is that
without
fair?
Without question. Yeah, without question. They do everything exceptionally well. The only question is, Bill, I do think the chink in their armor, for what it's worth, I think if you can, and this is how they've lost, Friday night, if you can get that pitch count up, all right, and you can use one, two, three guys, back in Saturday, back in Sunday, Bill, they've had issues. It's how they've lost. I've been studying this all week. So I know I'm not saying LSU will lose on Friday, but they got to work that pitch count up very high because I do think that they have some issues in their bullpen. Bill, it's what happened to them against Georgia, right? And that whole fiasco with the Georgia pitcher. Look, listen, to everybody listening right now, if you, Bill, I had a cousin, really, you know, was my daughter's godfather. That's how close of a cousin he is. Pitched collegiately. If you think guys aren't using stuff, some sticky substance, you're crazy. So, but that's what happened with A&M this past weekend with Georgia, who is a lot better than people thought that they'd be. So you got to raise that pitch count on Friday. Let them get through a lot of guys. I don't know, Bill, at the current moment, how deep they are on the mound. I know a lot of people say, oh, they're really deep. Okay. Well, the reason they're losing is because when they get to that fourth, fifth guy, they start to crumble a little bit. So those are the question marks that I have on them. Sounds a lot like LSU last year, though, Bill.
Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Ask Blake, wasn't there a top LSU recruit that visited Ohio State last week?
DeCorian Moore, yeah, Bill, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
Just going through the due process. I think he's continuously going on visits. But, Bill, that entire class, and he's a part of this, have formed their own 7-on-7 team. Bill, you have Harlan Berry, the number one running back in the country in 2025, Bryce Underwood. Look, I'm going to limit myself on how giddy I am about that kid. I've seen him now doing some really exceptional things. DeCorey Moore will be a part of that. Bill and Lockett, Khalil Lockett, the number two wide receiver, is starting to trend this way too. But I've said this, and it's going on deaf ears to some extent. What they are doing recruiting-wise on the offensive side of the football is about to start getting insane. The opposite on the defensive side of the football, and I never thought I'd say that about LSU. So DeCorey Moore was at Ohio State. I think that he's just trying to go through all of his visits. He's canceled it, I think, six times to go there. I still feel good about LSU, but I continue. You know, Bill, as Bryce Underwood goes, these kids are going to go. And so he is the catalyst in all of this, but I do love that they have all formed this 7-on-7. Now, I mean, that doesn't mean much, but already getting the reps. I do think offensively they'll be fine, but Bill, I will tell you, if there is one position group that I'm never, and I mean ever, going to worry about at LSU, it's going to be receiver. Most drafted since 2000, I think 25 now. So they're one more than Ohio State. So, I mean, Bill, how many Louisiana three-stars were in that mix? By the way, I'm not even talking about guys like Trey Palmer who wound up going to Nebraska. Like, that's not accounted for. So I think they'll be all right there. And that's a kid that committed on our show. And I feel confident that LSU's still vastly in the lead.
Are they actually going to travel as a 7-on-7 entity together?
That's what I understand, yeah.
Wow.
Bill, the number one I don't know if the number one running back in the country, Harlan Berry, is at the right position. I really don't. Bill, he was – this is no joke. You can go look this up on the 7-on-7. Bill was absolutely just roasting speed-wise five-star DBs this past weekend. Bryce Underwood went, I think, 6 for 6 with 4 touchdowns to start off the game against a technically number one 7-on-7 team. The kid is insane. I'm very bullish on him. I have not seen a high school prospect at quarterback that LSU has recruited, maybe since Ryan Perilou, for all those who remember Ryan Perilou. They have not gotten that from the high school ranks. The kid is absolutely insane. So they are over-talented offensively. By the way, Bill, they're continuously dominating along the offensive line. So offensively, they got it rolling. BK has got it really rolling offensively. They're going to have to start figuring it out on defense. They figure it out. And I'm not even asking Bill to be, you know, elite like they were in 2011. They got to get back to average. Now, I do think, Bill, you're going to see a lot of freshmen this year, okay, for them defensively. They hit on these kids, at least two. Deshaun McBride is the name that everybody needs to get to know, the safety from Denham Springs. So they're recruiting really well. It's just on one side of the football they're not.
I could argue that Ryan Perilou invented knucklehead season.
Oh, God. Bill, I dated a girl at LSU. This quick story. I went out, okay? We went to Tigerland, and Ryan Perilou was there. I'm just going to tell you this. The way he did not get – the stuff he was doing, Bill, I would have been thrown underneath the bus. They would have put me underneath the jail. Okay? So I'm just like, listen, this guy is Ryan Perilou, but, you know, Bill, obviously all caught up to him. But
oh, yeah.
Arguably, Bill, the biggest what-if in Louisiana sports history to me, it's got to be Ryan Perilou.
Incredible talent.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, insane. I mean, Bill, he came in that 2007 season.
Yeah. The SEC championship game against Tennessee.
Yeah. I mean, it was insane. And then I remember the Middle Tennessee State game. He started for Matt Flynn, who was injured. And I don't remember the stats. I think completed 75-80% of his passes, ran for another couple touchdowns. I mean, I know it's Middle Tennessee. Rest in peace, Jeff and Burrow. But still, you know, I mean, was the biggest what if. And really and truthfully, Bill, it's what hurt less, if you believe it or not. I mean, a lot of people, you know, less was less, and a lot of people still get down on him, Bill. But if he would have had him, where would have LSU have been? You know, could they have continued that success? And then obviously they get back there in 11, and after that the wheels fall off.
Blake, did he even get – I don't even know that he got to the 08 season, did he?
No, he did not. He wound up going to Jacksonville State. Yeah. Wound up going to Jacksonville State, got drafted, I think, in the 6th or 7th round, maybe even an undrafted free agent. Bill, I actually, believe it or not, if I'm not mistaken, he either has 1 or 2 Super Bowl rings. He backed up Eli Manning. It was him and the big boy from Kentucky, Hefty Lefty.
Tell everybody how they can get your show.
Yeah, we'll be live on Rapino and Joe Show at some point either today or tomorrow, and we'll keep you all around your head to see your son.
All right, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Good talking.
Ryan Perilou had a moment just now on the show, if you were listening. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still out here trying to clean up this mess in Williamson County. A vehicle flipped earlier on Nolensville Pike, just south of Nolensville, there near Bell Pond Lane. Again, that's caused some confusion up through there this morning. It's already crazy enough trying to get out of Nolensville this time of the morning as it is. Still heavy traffic now. I'm putting South Nashville on 65 going northbound up by Armory. That's flowing right up from Williamson County there from Brentwood into South Nashville. Still crowded westbound on Vietnam Vets as you come past Conference Drive. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. Check them out for yourself at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Tennessee. Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back, it's furious, and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
JB and the Generals.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win.
With the band is coming back.
What I mean, what happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
The 850 in Florida sent me a link about what Marcus Autzen had, the blood disorder. Appreciate that, Laura, very much. Sad news, Marcus Autzen has passed away, in case you're just checking in. He was a quarterback. Mainly a backup at Florida State. Had to play when Chris Winkie was injured. And Florida State fans have a spot in their heart for him. And he passed away way too young, in his 40s. Yes, sad news there. No Kev up in Chicago. On the side, he umps. And he always has interesting stories. He says, last 2 weeks, I've done two JV baseball games. I've had one team, both games. They have a young lady that has thrown both games. She's given up one run in 11 innings. First team wasn't that good, but the team yesterday was very formidable. She throws 81 and has one of the best curveballs. Now, let me put that in perspective. 81 for a high school kid is faster than average. If you just took the United States of America, all right, and you took the guy like Chase Burns from around here who was touching 100 in high school, and then you take some other player, let's say on the West Coast, who throws maybe 70 miles an hour, and you take everybody in between, every high school pitcher in America, the average speed would be 78 or something. Maybe not even that. Maybe not even that. Velo is just like 40 speeds or high school sizes listed in a pregame program. They're all lies, right? That guy runs 4.4. Man, that guy's 6'4", 280, and he's 6'1", 260. Same with Velo. Lots of lies told. No Kev said he umped a game, and I'm not talking about what No Kev's talking about. He says she throws 81. I believe him. I'm just saying, if indeed she does, that's faster than the average high school pitcher. If you take everybody across America and you average their velo, talking about high school baseball, the average velo would not be in the 80s. Now, again, you may be in a district that's so good and you got dudes throwing 85 to 90. That could be the case, but I'm just talking about a broad brush average across the United States of America, from Maine to San Diego, from Seattle to Miami. From Los Angeles to Brunswick, Georgia. If you took all the baseball players in high school in between all those areas and you averaged the real velo velocity, that's what velo, it would probably average somewhere in the 70s. 76, 77. If it was legitimately radared. Is that a word? Now, yeah, we hear about all these guys going in baseball to the SEC schools, the ACC schools. The kid at Iowa throws 100, right? We hear about all those guys, but those guys are the freaks on the very end of the spectrum, top of the spectrum. You take the average pitcher. Let me put it this way. If you went to a high school game, just random game, and there's a guy who legitimately throws at 88, it looks like he's throwing 100 if you're used to watching high school ball. I don't know how many of you have noticed this. If you go to a game, not if you're going to SEC games and every dude out there, if a guy's throwing 90, it looks slow, right? Relative to what you're used to seeing, that looks slow. All he's got's 90? Oh, my God. If you went to a high school game and there's a dude up there throwing 90, it looks like he's throwing 105. Go to a Major League Baseball game and a guy's throwing 90, 92. It looks just, well, okay. Whatever, right? He says he's doing the game in throws 81. That's impressive. That's very impressive. Very impressive. Pitching early. I'll tell you another thing. One of the most overrated things is all these parents, these little league, they want their kids pitching. That's the worst thing you can do. Pitching when they're 9, 10, 11, 12, means absolutely nothing as to what they'll be when they're 17, 18, 19, 20. You're way better off not letting them pitch and saving their arm. And if they're meant to be, if they're meant to be a pitcher, that will work out. It will have nothing to do with pitching on the 14U travel team. Zippo. Absolutely nothing. But every parent wants their baby out there. Huge, huge miscalculation. If your baby's good enough, that won't matter. That will not matter. Josh in Pigtown. Josh is going to be down in the lovely Emerald Coast here in a couple of days. We will, too. I'll see good friend Josh. Known Josh since the early Sirius XM days. Actually, I think it's before we merged with XM. Bill, 95 Nebraska, 21 Georgia. Today, Council Bluffs, 2 o'clock. That's brutal, Josh. Josh, I'm going to, during the break, I'm going to take 18 aspirin to get through that one right there. I'm going to have to think that one out.
Good morning. It's still a little bit crowded over here trying to get past the airport coming in through Hermitage Donaldson on 40 westbound. They're still on the scene of that nasty wreck from earlier this morning in Nolensville, in Williamson County there on Nolensville Pike at Bell Pond Lane. That one's going to be out here for a while. It continues to slow down at times. 65 going northbound as you come in from Franklin up through Brent with a heavy traffic volume through Williamson County going northbound. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You got to check them out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville Double Stack or the world famous Bar Lines Grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines Grinder? 2 kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
2-2 high in the air to deep right field. This thing's got wings. That's going to fly away. And it's 2-0 Atlanta.
Today, the Braves close out their trip to Seattle as they square up against J.P. Crawford and the Mariners, live from T-Mobile Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 2:25, exclusively on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Nick up in Ohio on the text line, which is 615-844-5600, said, Bill, that 95 Nebraska versus 21 Georgia game today, Council Bluffs, 2 o'clock. Got to remember, it's always Council Bluffs, 2 o'clock. No exceptions. He said nothing to think about. Nebraska wins 35-24. I want to I want to think this one out a little bit. Nebraska in 95 is arguably the most dominant team, certainly the last half century, if not a wider swath than that, that we've ever experienced. That's not debatable. What they did with that season is not comparable. They were not competed with on the way to a national championship. Now, when I mean competed with, they were never in a situation where the game was in peril. Period. Average margin of victory was 38 point, and I always get the decimal point maybe wrong, 38.6. That was the average margin of victory for that team the entire season. That is lunacy. That is psychosis. And they finished it off completely annihilating and dominating the 95 Florida team, which was set up to win the national championship the next year. That team had all kinds of dudes on it. All kinds of dudes. And Nebraska bullied them literally all over the football field. The offense scored 638 points that year. That's 53.2 points per game. Just to give you an example. Loaded. Physical running game, physical defense, everything that you could possibly want. Now, the Georgia team. 21 Georgia team, Stetson Bennett, ridiculous numbers on the defensive line, prospects everywhere. Here's what's at stake in this debate. It's the theory that if you've got, what would that be, 26 years of separation between those two. Brad's a big proponent of this theory. I'm not as much. I think it's too generalized, but the theory that, man, after 25 years, everybody's bigger, stronger, faster, there's no way. There's no way, Bill. I think that's way too broad of a brush. That Nebraska team in 95 could go play any team right now and would hold up and would... I don't know who I think would beat them. I don't care how many years. And I don't mean as old men or older guys. I'm talking about in their prime. That 95 team could play any team you want to throw out here and beat them. Have a chance to beat them. Now, again, we'll never know because we won't actually play the game. But 26 years will not matter. That team physically would hold up and have success against anybody, have a chance success. So what would happen today? You're not going to bully that Georgia defense. And remember, the one thing that hurt Georgia that year was if you had an advanced passing attack like Alabama had in the SEC championship game with wide receivers like Alabama had at their disposal. And that's not what Nebraska did. Could Nebraska simply line up and bully them? Tommy Frazier. Now think about this. Tommy Frazier's the running back. I mean the quarterback out of Bradenton, Florida. The late Brooks Behringer was the backup. Running back, you ready for some running backs? Lawrence Phillips and Armon Green. That's crazy. Remember when they used to have a dude at fullback who would run through 10 feet of brick? They had Jeff Makavica and his younger brother Joel Makavica there. Those guys, again, were paid to run through 10 feet of concrete. And an absolute loaded offensive line. Aaron Taylor, Chris Dishman, Steve Ott. You know who was on the defensive line? Brothers Jason Peter and Christian Peter. You know who a defensive end on that team was? Jared Tomich. You remember that name? All those guys, beasts. Absolute beast. Sam, linebacker for Nebraska, Jay Foreman. But let me get back to it. This probably bleed over. It's going to have to bleed over. Nebraska would not have the advanced passing game to hurt Georgia like Alabama did. So the question, the only question we've got right now is, could Tommy Frazier, Lawrence Phillips, Amon Green line up and simply punch Georgia in the mouth and run it at them? That's the question. Okay, just hang tight. Hang tight. Hour 3 coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.